Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick, just a little, a conversation I guess I'm going to have. I was asked yesterday in the comments to put together a top five list of audio games, or at least the list of games that I think are noteworthy of the top five. So here we go. This is going to be just my thoughts here. And this one is pretty hard, but if I had to say, the top five would probably be Perilous Hearts, Shades of Doom, Entombed, Castaways, and Sound RTS. Those would probably be my top five. I think they're the most interesting. Of course, the problem with Perilous Hearts is it was never completed, which is a damn shame, although I have heard that there might be something in the works being made in the style of that game, but that was said over 2 years ago, so we'll see if anything actually comes of it. But that's probably my top one, just because it has lots of cool things going in its favor. I like how the AI works. I like how the environment is structured. Actually, you know what? I'm going to replace Shades of Doom. Yeah. Okay, so that was number one, was Perilous Hearts. Number two, I would say Shades of Doom, but actually I'm going to change that to Tomb Hunter. Now, not Mason's Tomb Hunter. That is not Tomb Hunter. I'm talking about the original Montezuma's Revenge and the subsequent games made by Thomas Ward, which I think, broadly speaking, you had Montezuma's Return, The Mystery of the Aztecs, and of course, the one that we all know being The Mysteries of the Ancients. Now, I do think that one's number two just because it's got lots of cool things going in that one too. And of course, this was a project that never went anywhere, but that was played in real time, and you had all kinds of traps and monsters and things like that. So that was pretty cool. And then let's see, what did I say for number three? Oh, jeez. Oh, number three would be Entombed. Entombed, obviously, being the first RPG made in audio, and it was the first audio game that I played, because prior to playing Entombed, I was playing text adventures, basically, or I guess the common proper terminology is interactive fiction. But Entombed, I think, has quite a lot in that game, too. It's mostly a combat engine, which is a bit disappointing. I would have liked to see more traps and more things to do in the dungeon itself and some expanded quests that didn't just involve, oh, I need you to kill this monster. But that one is pretty cool just because it's designed to be almost completely random, with the exception of the bosses and the monster types. It's pretty much random, and you never know what might happen. You never know what items you might find or what the maps might look like. It is completely random. My understanding is it randomizes the game every time you start a new one, and it also randomizes quests and things like that if you reload your game prior to taking them, which is pretty cool. So that is Entombed, and of course, Entombed is free now. You can download it from the website. There is a newer version that I linked to in my demonstration of the game, which I highly highly recommend that you check out, because it has some bug fixes. I really think he should take down the payment website, because if he's not charging for it anymore, it's kind of misleading to have it up there. But my understanding is with Entombed is you make your account and then you send an email to Jason Allen and tell him that you made the account and he'll activate it. Or that's what should happen. His email address, I believe, is evildingo@gmail.com. You can also get to it from the contact link on his website. But yeah, so that's number three. Number four has to be Castaways, just because Castaways is probably the closest game that we'll have to something like The Sims. well, I guess it's not... it's not really in the same style. It's more like a survival management game. So you have to manage your population and make sure that they live and that they can do missions and that they can do all the things that they need to do to accomplish your goals. But that one's pretty cool. And it's very complicated. You have to pay very close attention to everything at all times, and it's definitely not a casual game. You'll have to sit there and play it very strategically. So that would be number four. And the last one is probably Sound RTS. Again, probably the closest thing we have to World of Warcraft. You play on a map, and you have to explore the environment to obtain resources, enable to build your army, and to conquer the enemy. And you have all types of troops that have different capabilities, basically. And after you build your army, you tell your army what to do, and they'll go attack the enemy. So that one's pretty cool. It's more like a management game too, in the sense that you're not involved in the action. You're just telling your people what to do. And after you give them orders, they do what they want. You can kind of tell them to go after specific targets, but in general, you give them orders and they do what they want to do in order to accomplish those particular tasks. So that one's pretty cool. That one also lets you play it online. So the sad thing is I haven't found very many people to play it with. It doesn't seem to be very popular. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. But yeah, that is my top five list. Sorry about that. That's my chair making noise. Hopefully you guys have found this helpful. If you have any questions, comments, if you want to list your own games, you can do so in the comments, and we may have quite the interesting conversation. But yeah, that's my top five list. And until next time, you guys take care.